Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I want to congratulate each and every one of you for being here yet another day. Isn't this exciting? Well, we have an awesome, awesome topic today, and I want to know, how is your endurance? How is your endurance? You know, athletes, when we often look at what they do, especially athletes that run for long periods of time, or just even considering right now where most of us are in the season of football and we're watching the games, and so we know a lot about athletes. But what does it really take to endure? And they endure a lot. I mean, I don't even understand how you could have someone bumping into you, throwing you down, jumping on you, and so much pain. And then we'll be right upon basketball season very soon. As a matter of fact, the basketball players are already warming up and practicing. How do they endure what they endure? And then when I'm driving down to Virginia Beach and other places, and I'm driving along the farmland, and I look all out the window and I see the great meadows and farmland, and I see rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of corn and wheat and other vegetables and things. I wonder, how in the world does the farmer endure getting all that just so I can have a bowl of cereal? It is amazing to me, and especially the weather. How do they endure the weather? Well, we're going to be talking about that today, because if you are going to be a success, if you are going to achieve your goals in life, your dreams, if you are going to leave legacies for not only your children, but your children's children and your children's children's children, you are going to need to know endurance. You're going to need to be motivated to endure. So I want to welcome you to the show. That's our topic for today, motivated to endure. And, you know, remember Paul told Timothy, he said, you have to endure hardness as a good soldier. And think about our soldiers. For those of you who have family and loved ones and friends, or even if you just know people in the military right now, look at all that they have to endure. And believe me, you, it's more than what we can ever see on the outside. and I'm speaking from firsthand experience, having gone through boot camp and having been a part of a military base, having had friends that I often spoke with on a daily basis that was stationed on a ship, on aircraft carriers. I was a mechanic in the military. I was a jet mechanic. I know some of you don't know that, but some of you do. I was a jet mechanic in the United States Navy. For those of you who are familiar with the military, my rate was an AME, and I actually made it to E4 before things went sour again, as they often did at that point in time in my life. But here I was. So it's endurance, y'all. It's endurance. How does an author get from, I have an idea for a book, I think I could write a book, I would like to write a book, and then actually stand in front of a group of people reading from that book? How does that happen? How does one start out with just an idea and a vision of owning their own company and then actually standing before customers and clients and contractors talking about how they made it, how they did it? You see, it's endurance. That's how you do it. That's how you get from a dream. But what does it really mean? It's easy to talk about it, but how do we be about it? How do we be about endurance? How do I really get the endurance to come back week after week, month after month, year after year? Because let's face it, it would be great if we could just sit around and wait for Christ's return. But he told us, don't do that, because you don't know when I'm coming. And that would be, he told us, that would be just be straight out foolish. And I don't want you to do that. Even Jesus, who was the one to return, he didn't do it. He worked tirelessly day and night. As a matter of fact, I remember once he was in the temple teaching and his parents came looking for him. And they were worried and they were a little frustrated. Where were you? What happened? Oh, we thought you were following behind us and here you have drifted off. And he said to them, oh, you know, I'm about my Father's business. Didn't you know? And so we're not to just sit around and wait, though we know Christ is returning. And yes, we are happy and we are excited about it. But we can't be so excited that we don't do anything. So we must endure. We must wait because we don't know when it's happening. Just like the very, very early Christians, they had no idea, though they were told he was coming. They didn't know when. And look how many years ago that's been since they were told that. And he has yet to come. So, yes, we've been told about signs, but we've also been told that he's going to come like a thief in the night. So I say all that to say, it's time for us to put forth the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that he has given us to make the kingdom of God right here on earth a better place for all of those. And so some people would say, well, where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Remember John said, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right in front of you. Okay, so wherever you are, so for Miss Tina, who's right here in New Jersey, and for Hope, who's there in Cincinnati, and for those of you who are in Maryland and Texas, California, Florida, Japan, Germany, wherever you may be, New York, Ohio, wherever you are, California, you may be on the cruise ship like our good friend Gloria. Wherever you are, just look right in front of you. Just look right down in front of you. That's where the kingdom is. It's the ground you're standing on. It's the people. Who's to your left? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's the people right there. It's your customers. It's your employees. It's your supervisor. It's your coworker. It's the milkman. Oh, do we really have a milkman still today? Well, probably in some parts of the world, right? It's the postman or the delivery man or woman or a woman. When we say man, we're not talking physical man. We're talking human man, human, H-U-M-A-N, human. So we're not talking about, we're not being sexist. We're just saying human beings. And then you have everyone around you, the teacher, the principal, the professor, the instructor, your children, your spouse, your want-to-be spouse, your not-want-to-be spouse, your friends, everyone around you is part of the kingdom that's at hand for you to reach and touch them with your business, with your ministry, or whatever it is that you have inside of you. This is absolutely the year of great birthing. This is the year, right now is the opportunity of great birthing. You are going to birth something that is so great. Now, for those of you women out here, because I know now this, I know there's no man that has yet been pregnant. So now I'm speaking specifically to the women, females. You have birthed, if you have birthed some, well, not something, but a baby, a human being. You have birthed a boy or a girl. You've been pregnant. You know what it's like to be intimate. Then there's the conception, and then this baby has to develop in the womb first, and then it, in the fullness of time, the baby comes forth. When the baby comes forth, it then takes a whole other set of skills to deal with the child. Same thing, you are in a state of great birthing because you have been intimate already. A seed has already been planted, and now it has been developing. For some of you, it's been developing. It's long overdue for some. Now, with a child, that pretty much would not really work. The baby needs to come out at some point, and there are doctors who will induce the labor to get the child out. But when it comes to our gifts and talents, they can be long overdue, but they still must come forth. And sometimes it's not so much that they're overdue. It's just the timing of God. I mean, look at Moses. Moses was 80 years old when he was called to the greatest mission that we know of in history. His mission was very awesome and very great. And so he was already 80. And so you're never too old, you're never too young, but you got to endure to see your dreams come true. You have to endure. You have to have patience. You have to have patience. You have to wait for it. And what will help you have patience? You know, a lot of people want to know, well, how can I be patient? How can I, where will I get this patience? Well, you will get patience from, here's where you're going to get patience. You're going to get it because you're going to hope for it, okay? You're going to hope for what God has shown you. See, for the evidence of what God has for you, you have to have great, great patience. You see, God loves you so much, so much, and his patience for you is unfathomable. You can't even figure it out. I mean, understand that? You cannot figure out God's patience towards you. It is just that great. Just know that it is there, and it's there for you. It's there for me. It's there for all of us, every last one of us. And if you start working today on your dreams, if you get motivated, you get motivated to endure. And what do we mean by endure? Let's just look at a basic definition of endurance. See, that's why some of you are in the businesses that you're in, and when things don't go well, you want to get out of it because you may not understand endurance. Endurance is what you need, and you need to be motivated to do this. Endurance is being able, is having the power to withstand. You got to withstand hardship and or stress. It's like a surviving mindset. You got to have the mindset that no matter what, I will survive. And some of you remember Gloria Gaynor. She made a song years ago, I Will Survive. I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I will survive. And that's what you have to say about your situation. As long as I know how to fill in the blank, you fill in the blank, as long as I know how to do this, this, or that, I will survive. So, but what does it take to have that endurance mindset? Gloria Gaynor talked about it as it related to a relationship. She said the person thought she would fall apart. And see, that's what it is. There are people who are waiting for you to fall apart. They think that you're going to fall apart. Do you know how many people fell apart when they got daily and weekly and monthly messages about this horrible economy? There are some people, the first time they heard it, they just gave up. They didn't even try to figure it out. They heard one bad news report, and boom, they gave up. And it's the same thing with various illnesses. You know, there are some people that go to the doctor, they get one bad report, and boom, they're out of here. But yet, there is another that will be on their deathbed, dying, and sit there and say, or lie there and say, I'm holding on. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to beat this thing. I'm going to make it. There have been people who were unconscious. And in their unconscious mind said, I'm going to make this. There had been, I met a woman, she had lived in the car, homeless with her 4 or 5 children. And she said, I'm going to beat it, I'm going to make it, I'm going to survive it. The mindset. And, you know, we talk so much about the mind. Why? Because it is the place where the enemy loves to set up camp and take over and take charge and try to run things. And we have to endure to the point where we say, no, I will take control over my mind. God told you, you have dominion over a lot of things. He said, transform your mind. Be renewed by the transforming of your mind. If he told me I can transform my mind, that means now I understand that I have some level of control. But motivated to endure the hard thing. Right now, everybody, and most people right now, not everybody, but most people, you are going through some kind of hardship. And a lot of times, it's because of our own thinking, or it's because of the people that are around us who are trying to scare us and threaten us and make us think that we need to give up. Sometimes the word endurance also is related to the word suffering. We have to suffer, like Paul told Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, kind of suffer a little bit. Soldiers are suffering, y'all. If you know anything about what soldiers go through, believe me, you, they're doing some suffering out there. But yet, they are taught and trained in just 2 months. Boot camp is just 2 months. They can get you ready, whipped into shape, so to speak, in just 2 months to endure the desert, to endure great cold, to be out on a ship for, can you imagine being out on a ship in the middle of nowhere for months? When I was in the military, I used to have co-workers and people that I was on the base with. They would go out to the on a ship for 6 to 9 months. If they did the IO workups, they were out there for 9 months living in quarters that are so cramped. You've seen, just even in the movies, that's what a ship looks like on the inside. It's so, now today they may have made them a little bit larger, but there are hundreds and thousands, 4 or 5 thousand people on one ship in so tiny quarters. Can you imagine living like that? Just imagine having bad knees and you got to go up and down that little ladder. Come on. Endurance, people. We got to endure. So we know we can endure what we got to go through. Just imagine having to endure that. And then think about the army who is out in the fields where you don't know if a bear is coming at you. You don't know if a lion is coming. Hello? Endurance. We have to be able to endure. Endurance will make you strong. It will make you tough. It will allow you to withstand anything, any trial or tribulation that comes your way. The bank may tell you, we don't have financing for you. It's okay. You can endure. You can endure that message from the bank. You can go and look for other funding, but you have to endure. And motivated. Let's just look at a couple of definitions for being motivated. What does it mean to be motivated? What does it mean? Well, motivation is the thing inside of you that makes you want to do something, okay? It's the thing inside of you that is that decision that you make to achieve some goal that you have set. It's the reason that you take action. So some people, they work. They're motivated to take care of their children. And some people work because they're motivated to use that talent, skill, or ability that they have. Some people do this or do that because they're motivated to see other people happy. Like, I'm motivated to do this show every morning because I just enjoy knowing that people's lives are being impacted every day. So that motivates me to want to get up and do it. So motivation is the thing in you that makes you want to do something. Like, for instance, to eat. We're motivated to eat because we feel hungry. Okay, you got it? So motivation is the thing inside of you, your mind, your heart, that makes you want to do something. And so people say, well, how do I get motivated to do something? Well, you get motivated, you let something motivate you. You have a reason for wanting to do it. I remember when I was in school at Essex County College and I started there, I was motivated to go to school because I wanted to do something. Okay? So therefore, I was able to go every single day. I was able to go no matter what, rain, snow, sleet, or hell. I was able to say goodbye to all of my friends. I didn't need to talk to anybody because my motivation was because I wanted that degree. So it's doing something is something that you want. You're motivated to go to work every day to start that business because there's something you want. For some people, the motivation to start the business and to keep the business going is because you are motivated to see how God is going to work this thing out. Some of us, that's our sheer motivation. We are so in tuned with our God-given purposes and abilities that we do it. We show up just to see what God going to do next. You know, we understand that he is the underlining power behind us, the indwelling power in us moving on the outside. We know that. So we just showing up to see what he going to do next. Where is he going to tell me to go next? What strategy is he going to show or reveal to me next? Because he's full of strategies and wisdom and knowledge. And he's, you know, so what's the motivation? Where, you know, you got to get motivated. It's the motion, motivated, motive. What's your motive? You got to find a motive. If you want to go to school, if you want to start a business, anybody can, basically. That's why he said, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Anybody can do what they want as long as they find something to motivate them. Like, remember, you all remember Michael Jordan, right? And he did all that great stuff with basketball, right? Yes, well, he was motivated. That was a goal. He wanted to achieve many things. Well, first of all, he wanted to achieve playing well in high school. Then he wanted to achieve getting a scholarship to go to college to play basketball. So what did he do? He got out there. So now being motivated means you got to work. So he got out there every day, every morning, every evening, every afternoon. He didn't hang out with his friends. He didn't do all this and this and that. He was motivated because he wanted to get into college and he wanted to play for a top university, and then he wanted to play in the NBA. And so therefore, when he got to college, you didn't have to worry about him getting caught up in his friends and this and this and that because he was motivated to play in the NBA. And so he put all of his efforts, he endured every trial and tribulation, and I'm sure there were many. Nobody reaches great success without many trials. So if you're waiting for all the problems to disappear, if you're waiting to start your business when everything seems so smooth and there's no issues, well, you can pretty much say goodbye to that dream and just go on and get you a job and work for somebody, because that's never going to happen, ever. Nobody has ever started a business on the bed of ease. And if that's what you're waiting for, you're waiting in vain, and you just should go and work for someone and help their company become a success. But if you want to start a business, write a book, make a movie, write a play, open a home for homeless girls or boys, and there are many of them out there. Open a home for people coming off of drugs and other mental illnesses and drug addictions, and run it properly. I know there's a lot of homes out there already, but many of them are not run properly. If you want to start a hospital, did you know you could start a hospital? I know we don't think like that, right, because that's like so big. We don't think like that. Yet our God is big, but we don't think who am I? I'm just a little nurse. Who am I to start a hospital? That's how we think. But you could start a hospital if you wanted to, if you were willing to endure all of the challenges. You know, every time I think about starting something big, I think about Lloyd Preston Terrell, who started a credit union with just about 6 members at our church about 10 or 12 years ago, maybe longer. A credit union. When everybody told him, you can't do that. You'll never do that. It'll never work. The state won't give you the charter. They won't give you this. You won't get the money for it. It won't last. Now it's been in operation for 15 years or so. If you're going to endure, you need to be around people of endurance. If you have friends that quit everything and give up everything and never want to finish anything, you might want to feed them, as my mother used to say, with a long-handled spoon. In other words, keep those people far away from you, that in order to feed them, you would need a long-handled spoon. But if you want to endure success, if you're going to reach success, you need to build up this muscle of endurance. And I'm saying that being motivated to do what you do is how you're going to do it. So motivation, then, again, is what? It's having that drive. What is driving you to work towards some goal? You set your own motivation. That's why people like Anthony Robbins will stand before thousands of people that have paid him thousands of dollars, and they think he's going to motivate them. He will flat-footed tell the audience, I'm not here to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself. And so, yes, while we do call ourselves motivational speakers, or it's a term that the industry has placed on us, but all real motivational speakers know that it is not me who is motivating you. You have to motivate yourself. But I can be an example of what motivation looks like. I'm an example of a motivated person. You see, same thing with endurance. You know, I can't spark your endurance in you, but I can be an example of a person who has endured, and I can show you other examples of people who've also had to endure lots of trials and tribulations and rough times and hard times to achieve where they are today. So we want to just welcome you again to the show today, talking about being motivated to endure every challenge, like this time period, to endure these economic times, to endure challenges that may be coming towards you from your marriage, your relationships. It could be your children. It could be your home life. It could be the community. It could be your ministry. There are many people challenged in ministry even. There are so many people who don't know what their gifts and dreams, and they don't know what their gifts and talents are. They don't know if God has called them to full-time ministry or part-time ministry or any kind of ministry. They're just not sure. So they need to be able, but you have to still endure. here's another word that I'm going to talk about that's going to help you to endure. How do you endure when it looks like everything around you is not going the way you thought it was going to go? How do you deal with that when everything around you looks like it's ending? You know, when I look back over my life, I see that sometimes. I remember time periods in my life where it looked like everything has shut down. Nothing was going right. Nothing was working for little Lisa. And I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel many times, so many times. It's not, I can't even count them. But in my book that I'm reading, Who You Are When No One's Looking by Bill Hables, he talks about this thing, enduring. And he asks you the question, when, think about your own life, think about your past, when you was working on something and you gave up. You were working on something and you gave up. Something you didn't finish. Could have been taking voice lessons, or maybe it was taking piano lessons. Maybe it was skiing lessons. Maybe it was school, college, graduate school for that matter. Maybe it was a job, regardless of what, and you gave up the potential for advancement. Maybe it was a relationship that you no longer wanted to work through or work on. Or maybe it was a friendship that hit a rough spot. Think about anything that you did in the past and you wished you had not given up on it. It could be some people have given up on God even. They've given up on church. I've talked to many people, I don't go to church no more. I've given up on that. I don't do church. I love God, but I don't do church. They've given up on church. And then there's some giving up on God. Well, I don't believe in nothing no more. I just believe in the universe. I just believe in trees and flowers and birds and the bees. So I believe in all the stuff that God made, but I don't believe in God. That's pretty funny sometimes when you stop and think about it. They believe in cannons and earthquakes and all the stuff that God made and said what happened, but they don't. Okay, so. But what is it that you have given up on? Think about that. Something in your past. It could be many things. I mean, your list might be too long, so you can stop writing now. You can stop writing. My list was very long. I don't know about you. I'm just talking about me. My list was long, y'all. It was long, long, long. Okay? When I wrote down all the stuff that I had given up on, the list was too long. I said, this is ridiculous. I got to start sticking to something. And how am I going to do that? I had to develop endurance. You are not going to achieve anything without it. You need to endure. Because the reality is, nothing comes easy like that. Even if somebody gives you something, you got to be able to hold on to it. You've heard those stories about people who family members gave them great businesses, left them great amounts of money, and because they didn't have the ability to endure, they lost it within a week or a month or a year. Let's face it, we all need endurance. We may as well admit it. And let's face it, for some of us, it's much easier to quit and to give up than it is to endure. So you need to develop the muscle of endurance. Because if you're going to see, I'm going to speak just for a moment to someone that I know who is on the line and who's listening. Miss Hope, that dry cleaners you have there, you have an awesome dry cleaners there. Custom care cleaners for those of you who are in the Cincinnati area. If you know anybody in the Cincinnati area, hey, there's a great dry cleaners there for you. Custom care. They care about the customers, and she works hard, and the staff works hard, and I'm often on the phone with her and hearing her ask customers, how was your clothes, like it was a meal or something. How was your meal? She said, oh, how was your outfit, you know? I have yet for my dry cleaners to ask. As a matter of fact, the next time I go, I'm going to say to them, do you want to know how my clothes was felt and fit me after I left your place? Do you even care? And nobody told her to do that, but it was from her experiences as working in the dry cleaners and knowing how she wants her customers to think of her. It's pretty funny, but I think it's a wonderful little thing to do, to ask them, you know. But do you hope? You want to endure. You want that cleaners to grow and to be established and be known throughout the Cincinnati region. And, you know, you want people flying into Ohio just to have their clothes cleaned at Custom Care. Well, I'm going to be that person, not just because she's my sister, but because I, too, love clothes that look crisp. My father, her father, our father, was a presser. And growing up, I'm used to, as a little kid, you know, and your eyes are very sensitive, I'm used to seeing crisp clothes because my father did all of our dry cleaning in our household. So even when I was 4, 5, 6 and whatever, up until age 11, around the time he and my mom separated and divorced, I was just used to seeing that. And so it was already established within me. And so I'm going to be on that plane as soon as I get there, hope. I'm going to be on that plane bringing my clothes to Cincinnati, just getting them cleaned. And so, but here I want to say to you, hope, you have to endure every challenge. And see, the reason Paul is telling Timothy to endure it like a good soldier means now that you have to be every day preparing yourself. Think about a soldier. When I was in the military, every day the soldier is preparing themselves for battle. Like every day they're cleaning the gun, they are polishing up the ammunition, they are making sure that their clothing is right and ready. That's what they do every day. So if you wonder what the military does when they're not out fighting, when they're not out in battle, they're preparing for battle every single day. They're reading more strategies about how to battle. And that's what we basically, essentially, that's what we need to do. So I welcome you to the show. I absolutely, if you have any comments or questions, if you have a question about being motivated, how to endure, you can hit your number one key, and that will raise your hand, and I will take your comments, your questions, your concerns, and even your outburst. It's, you know, it's what we got to do. We have to be motivated. If you have a comment or a question, now is your time. Glad to see a few new callers here that I haven't seen before. Glad to see you on the line today if you would like to call and ask a question. Because actually what I'm going to start next year in January, I'm starting many, many different things in January. January is just going to be the off-the-hook year. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be off-the-hook amazing. But what I'm going to be doing in January, I'm going to be doing an Ask Coach Lalisa kind of thing. So that'll happen once a week. So I want you to come with your questions and ask Coach Lalisa. Put me on the spot even. Hey, trust me. You may ask and I may not know the answer. But guess what? I bet you I can find it. I got my other laptop open. You give me a question, I'm going to type it in and I'm going to get you an answer right away, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because sometimes you need information like, boom, on the spot. See, it's about going not just to the top. Remember, we're going over the top. And we want to take everybody we can with us. Everybody who wants to go. We're not selfish. We're not buying into the scarcity mentality that it's only a little bit. Everybody can't get any. We don't buy into none of that stuff. We know there's more than enough for all of us. But here's the thing. Let me give you that word, the other word, and hope is going to really love this. And here's the thing. That it is about this endurance. What does it take? You have to have this four-letter word. H-O-P-E. Hope. You got to have hope, y'all. You're not going to endure absent hope. It's very important to also have faith. You see, and I sometimes tell the story that my name was supposed to be Hope. Because my mother had planned to name her first three daughters Faith, Hope, and Charity. And so my oldest sister, Jan, her name would have been Faith. I would have been Hope. And then my sister, Beverly, that I host the Sunday show at 6 o'clock, Sisters in the Spirit, her name would have been Charity. And my mother told the story that she decided against that because in those time periods, that was the late 50s, the mid-50s. I was born 56. Beverly was born 58. My mother felt that that was just, if you remember, the welfare system was just getting really big in the black community around that time. And they didn't call it, they didn't say you were on welfare. They said you were on charity. They said you were on charity. That's what they called it in those days. And so it was, but it was a negative stigma. Today it's not. Today women choose to get on welfare, I've seen. Or the young girls, it's like, oh, I'm a, you know, oh, you're having this baby? Girl, how you going to make it? Oh, I'm going to get on welfare. But when I was a child, parents didn't want that. That was a stigma. That was something that you hide. You didn't tell anyone. You didn't want anyone to know. I remember that. Any of y'all remember peanut butter with the blue label? Because back then, you didn't get food stamps. You were given a box of commodities. And one of the things in the box of commodities was peanut butter. And it had a blue label because there was, back in those days, Jif was the big name brand peanut butter. Jif or Jiffy was like just hitting the stores, right? So, and they had a very colorful label. So if somebody looked in your kitchen window and saw that peanut butter, so we used to hide that peanut butter with the black, remember? I remember hiding that, and if somebody came to your house, you didn't want them to know because you didn't want anybody to know you were on welfare. Well, today, oh, people, they don't mind. And that just goes to show you the signs of the time and the differences with our families. But back then, you didn't want anyone to know. So my mother went against the names like that, so therefore her name is Hope. But Hope, my baby sister, so she finally did name someone Hope. Probably had she had a few more girls, she would have, oh, Holly, she could have named Holly Faith. But because Holly was born in December, she chose the name Holly, Holly. So here's the thing. Hope is what you need to have in order to endure. Because hope says, I'm going to wait for the change to come. I'm going to wait for things to get better. I'm going to wait for more customers to come to my business. I'm going to wait. I'm hoping. In other words, it's easy for me to wait, which is another form of endurance. Putting up with what I have to. It's easier for me to do it now because I have hope of the thing that I'm waiting for. I see the big business. I see the customers, you know, forming a line out the door so long that no man can number. Remember Abraham? He said, God told him, you're going to have so many children. It'll be like the sands of, it'll be like these sand grains here. You won't even be able to number them. It'll be like the stars in the sky. Come on, you can't even count them. Can't even see them all, let alone count them. And so until that time period, you have hope that that thing is coming because he's already told you you're going to be successful. So you don't have to say, oh, I wonder if God wants me to be successful in this business. No, you don't have to say that. He's already said, I want you to be successful in all that you do. He said, in all that you do, you're more than a conqueror. In all that you do, you can do all things. Okay, come on. He's already told you he wants you to be successful. He said anything that you do, that you put your right hand to, he said do it with all your might. That sounds like success to me, y'all. So he wants us to be a success. Joshua 1 and 8 says, I will give you the gospel of good success. He wants to even speak it to you. Success. He wants us successful. Any business that you do, he said, do it as unto him. So there you go. You don't have to say, oh, I wonder if God wants me to be a success at this. Of course he does. He wants you to be a success at everything that you do, that you put your hand to. And even in the book of Psalms, in the first one, it talks about how if you, in the book of Psalms, talks about that you will be prosperous in all that you put your hand to. And also, just think about that for a minute. What have you put your hands to? Okay, so you have to Endure, endure, have hope. Have hope? Oh, Hope, that's her name. All right. So if you, you know, for those of you who look at Hope, you have to have endurance. You have to know that you have to wait through the hard stuff. You have to, this, you can't let this economy take you out. Good morning, good morning. In the chat room, it's Kiva, Mr. K, Coach K. Mr. Coach K, yes, endure. So what do you think about that, Coach K, and in the chat room? Because I know Mr. Coach K, some of y'all listen to his show. He comes on at 10 o'clock a.m. He'll be on this morning. He talks a lot about being motivated. So I want to know what he has to say about this power to endure, being motivated to endure, to know that you need hope. Hope is the one of the hinges on the door to success and endurance. You have to be able to hang in there, y'all. You can't give up. We know we can sometimes want to quit. Sometimes it's easy to give up. But nobody ever won a prize by giving up. No one ever. They don't have a prize for giving up, y'all. There's no prize for giving up. There's only pride. There's only, you know, he said, to run the race to finish it, to win. You're running the race to win. You're not running the race to see how fast you can run. It's not about how fast you can run, okay? Not a time limit on this thing, all right? It may take you 10 years. It may take somebody else 5. It may take somebody 35. It's not about a time limit. There's no time limit. So don't look at how anybody else, how fast their business grew. Don't look at that. You'll throw yourself off. You will throw yourself off. Don't look at how great they're doing it. You just endure the hardness that you have to do. Good morning, Madison Media Radio, and welcome to the show this morning. Talking about enduring, the power to endure, being motivated to get through this economy, to get through any laws and policies that are being changed right now in Washington, D.C., right now, and in many Senate offices around the country and the world. We're global now, and the world. So many changes are being made. Policies are being established and renewed that are going to affect you and me, that are going to impact our children, our grandchildren, going to affect us every day. And we need to be able to endure. You want to start a business? The first thing you have to endure that could be somewhat painful, you got to endure writing a plan for your business. Even if you don't write a formal business plan, you need to make a plan in writing. What you're going to do? How's it going to look? Okay? Now, for those of you who want help with that, we are here to help you. Okay, that's what we're here for. So for those of you who are going to come this weekend for our Releasing Your Inner Power retreat, women's retreat at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. Friday night is our spa night, where we're going to have hand massages. Spa night, we're also doing a pajama party, so make sure you bring your pajamas. And we're going to have some fun, you know, old-fashioned girly style, just kind of talking, getting to know each other. At the hotel, we have a spa room that's designed for relaxation, tranquility, just getting away. Sometimes you just, and even though you may live alone, but yet when you, it's something about a retreat. That's why they call it a retreat. It's something about it, and especially when all women just gather together, there is something special. And the same thing for men. My husband has gone on men retreats and told me how powerful they are. Every time he comes back, he's changed. So I love when he goes on those retreats. It's just something about it. I don't know what it is. But it's something about being in a room all day, all night, with other powerful women pouring into one another and sharpening each other. It's just, that's amazing. It's mind-blowing. So any chance you can get to go to one, you should. Now, it's great to go to those ones that are far away in the beautiful islands, and we'll be doing something like that next year. We'd love to go to Jamaica or the Bahamas for a nice retreat. We can run alongside of the beach in the morning, all that beautiful stuff. But we got to do what we got right now. So we're right here in Newark. We have the beautiful Wyndham. You're going to feel like you're away on some tropical island. Then that Saturday morning, we're going to start with a 6 a.m. prayer. Then we're going to quickly move to a 7 o'clock workout. So bring your workout clothes. We're going to work out. They have a wonderful gym there. Then we're going to move into the workshops. And we have a series of workshops where you can ask questions, where you can learn. You know, you don't have to dress up for this. It's a retreat, so you can dress down, bring your comfortable clothes, your nice little sweatsuit or, you know, whatever kind of jeans or whatever you want to wear. If you want to wear a dress up, fine. It's on you. But we have awesome, powerful topics. I'm going to be doing some planning tips and strategic planning tips so you can plan your life, your business, your relationships, your finances. We have a couple of surprise visits from a few people that will be there. We're looking forward to that. We have Ms. Tina Lane is going to be there talking about steps and keys to living single, celibate, saved, and sanctified. I can't wait. It's going to be powerful dynamic. I joke with her. I said, girl, you're going to be the hit. You're going to be the hit of the retreat because there are a lot of women who want to know that, even for us married women. We need to know because we have daughters, nieces, neighbors that we need to pour this information into. So it's not that, okay, I'm married, why would I go to that? Well, I need to go to that because all of these young ladies that I'm around, I need to be able to give them a word in the season that they need it. And who better to learn from than a person who's experienced it? So she's going to be there to talk about that. Then we have Ms. Kelly Willow Weaver is going to be there. She's going to be talking from her book, Becoming Part of the Kingdom. So she's got that. And then we have Miss Elaine Haskins all the way from North Carolina. She's going to be talking about being fit for the kingdom. So working out, wellness. It's time that we move there, ladies. There is no excuse that we shouldn't be healthy. We should be looking 10 times better than our grandparents because we know more. We know more than them about the body and health. We have more technology. We have the internet. We have workout facilities every 2 miles. There's a place to work out. It may not be a big place like Bally's, but there are a lot of local gyms and places where. So there's no excuse when we go to the grocery store. There's a certain way to shop that will keep you healthy. And I went to a health conference once in Cincinnati, Ohio. I hope you were there, if you remember, at the library. And one of the doctors there said that, several of the health doctors there said that the way you shop in a store is that you shop on the peripheral. He said, most of the healthy foods and the healthy items are on the peripherals. He said, if you go down the aisles, you're getting mostly the unhealthy things. And you think about that. Most stores like that, right? The fruits and the vegetables and what have you are along the peripherals, the breads, and all the things that we need that are healthy for us. But what's in the aisles? The frozen foods, the canned goods, and all the things that. So I never forgot that. So I'm going to see if I can get a woman, she should be coming, that does the real healthy things. And I think Elaine's also going to be talking about that. So this is all this you're going to get the retreat. Plus, I'm doing a seminar there. I'm going to be talking about publishing, how to publish your book, how to market it, how to use that as an income. You know, we should have multiple streams of income. Therefore, we could be able to endure when one stream dries up. Also, I'm going to be talking about igniting your marriage. Our marriages should be full of fire and desire. So I'm telling you, this is going to be a power-packed retreat. Plus, you're going to get a continental breakfast, lunch, and you're going to get snacks on Friday night. And all of this for the local, all together for the just a retreat. If you just come, if you live in Newark and around Newark or anywhere and you don't want to stay overnight, it's only going to cost you $50 for this entire event. And you get to bring one person for free. So when you pay your registration, you get to bring one person for free. And then you can If you want to stay overnight, they have blocked some rooms off for the Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat. They've blocked them off at the amount of $85 a room. So therefore, if you want to share a room with somebody, that splits your cost. So, but you want to call right away. Call the hotel, the Wyndham Garden Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, at 550 Route 1 and 9, 550 Routes 1 and 9 South. And that's 1 and 9 South, Newark, New Jersey, right across from the Newark Airport. But you can always call me if you have any questions, 888-714-7776, 888-714-7776, or you can email me at info@lillisajwilliams.com. And we're going to be there. We're going to be enduring. We're going to be working it out. Yes, okay. So Coach K, he is at KEBN Radio. That's where his show is aired. You can listen to his motivating show. It's very, very motivating. Madison Media says that love, love, love to work out. Yes, this one, Madison Media, is for women. However, on that Saturday, if there was a man who wanted to come and had something really empowering to share with the women, we would let you come. You just give me a call if you're in the area, 888-714-7776. You can always leave a message and a number for me to call you back if I don't pick up. I also have a training all this week, so if any of you are trying to get me and finding it challenging, it could be because I'm in training all this week at my 9-to-5 job. But so the best time to get me is after 5. So we have many, many wonderful retreats like that, conferences coming up. We also have training that we're going to start doing in Maplewood. I just got the go-ahead for that. We have a facility to actually do some leadership and management and public speaking training that's going to be happening there. We're going to, and customer service training. We're going to start out with a once a week kind of training to get started, and once we get going, so you'll be able to come and get trained in person by myself and others who are also going to be working with me doing some training, like Miss Tina Lane and others. So that's going to be very, very fun and fulfilling. We're going to be doing some coaching. I know many of you have expressed the desire to be a coach, so we're going to be starting that. We have that seminar coming up. I know, Elaine, you were interested in that, and some others, Ms. Shaquanda and Anjanette and others. So we're definitely going to bring that to you. And guess what? We are right out of time, and I am so, so excited that we had this time together. I almost feel like and want to sing. I'm so glad we had this time together. So tomorrow, don't forget, go tell all your friends, tune in tomorrow, get on the lines early, the lines are going to fill up, Mr. Versi Walker will be here, the Wednesday Inspirator, Motivator, he will be here sharing with you a powerful message that's going to impact, improve, and empower your life. Good to see you again, it's been great, it's been real. Coach K, thank you so much, Kiva. God bless you. And Madison Media Radio, so glad you tuned in. Don't let it be your last time. Yes, just call me Coach Madison. Thank you, Coach Madison. I'm going to also go to your page and find out when your show, if you have a show, when it's on, and look to connect with you more. Awesome, wonderful. Miss Kiva, don't forget, y'all, if you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area, make sure you stop by her Women of Destiny and Men of Valor monthly session seminar. And if you desire your city to do her play, it's powerful, amazing. Contact your church leaders and work on getting her there. It's powerful. You won't read. Credit, okay? So anyway, we'll talk more about that on Thursday when we come back for another great segment of the Coach Lillisa Show on Thursday. I already have the topic put out for you. Thursday, we will be talking about how to I don't have the exact topic right here in front of me, but yes, we're going to talk about activities versus accomplishments. Are we just being active, or are we actually accomplishing something? How to distinguish between the two, how to know the difference, and how to get it done. All right, that's it for today. God bless you all.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.